This is Riddhi Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news, top stories first. Health Ministry confirms two more new cases of coronavirus in the country, bringing the total cases to 14. Nepali New Year 2077 Bikram Samvat being marked across the country today, exchanging greetings of best wishes. President Bidya Devi Bhandari, Vice President Nanda Bahadur Pun, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli and political leaders offer greetings on the occasion. Prime Minister Oli urges people to support government in fight against coronavirus, maintaining social distance. Home Minister Ram Bahadur Thapa launches electronic pass distribution service, and Spain begins to ease coronavirus lockdown measures. Global death toll from the coronavirus surpasses 115,000 with more than 1.8 million infections. Now the news in detail. The Ministry of Health and Population has confirmed two new cases of the coronavirus in the country, bringing the total cases to 14 as of today. In a regular media briefing organized at the Health Ministry today, Ministry Expressperson Dr. Bikas Devkota informed that the new cases were reported, one each in Kailali and Rohtar district. Dr. Devkota informed that a 19-year-old male in Rohtar district and a 65-year-old female from Kailali district tested positive for the virus. Both of them had returned home from India. He also shared 5,291 samples have been tested via rapid diagnostic kits in 52 districts. So far, a total of 10,982 samples have been tested for the coronavirus as of today. According to the ministry, 7,166 persons are in quarantine and 166 persons are receiving treatment in isolation wards across the country. The health ministry has urged all the people to abide by the lockdown rules and also urged people in quarantine to follow the directives issued by the WHO. The Nepali New Year 2077 Bikram Samvat is being marked today by exchanging greetings of the best wishes across the country. Also called Mesh Sankranti or Vaisakh Sankranti, today the sun enters into the Aries from the Pisces. The first day of the new year is considered as the day for everyone to plan for future with firm determination by evaluating the success and failures of the past year. As per the mythology, Bikram Samvat is believed to have been started by King Vikramaditya. On the occasion of Nepali New Year 2077 Bikram Samvat, President Bidya Devi Bhandari has wished for happiness, peace, prosperity, good health, long life, brotherhood and unity, as well as overall development and progress for all Nepali sisters and brothers. In a message of New Year today, President Bhandari has stressed on the need for further intensifying cooperation, welfare, dedication and sacrifices at present crisis caused by the coronavirus pandemic. President Bhandari also stated that lockdown and social distancing were the best option to save the priceless human lives by making the prevention, control and treatment measures against the global pandemic. The president added that the development efforts in the country have moved in a speedy manner with the government's effort to achieve the national aspiration of prosperous Nepal and happy Nepalese. In her message, the president has also expressed best wishes for new courage and excitement for economic prosperity in the country, along with lasting peace, robust national unity and social goodwill. Likewise, Vice President Nanda Bahadur Pun has said the new year 2077 Bikram Samvat will provide inspiration to all the Nepalese to demonstrate unprecedented national unity in the fight against COVID-19 pandemic. Extending best wishes to all the Nepalese on the occasion of the new year, the Vice President believed that the coronavirus pandemic would be contained within the initial few months of the new year and the nation will again march ahead on the journey towards fulfilling the national aspiration. Similarly, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has extended his best wishes to all Nepalese residing at home and abroad on the occasion of the new year. PM Oli has highlighted on the urgent need of a human-centered new world order to defeat the invisible enemy of human civilization. In his message of best wishes, the Prime Minister expressed his belief that the prevalent adverse situation caused by the coronavirus would come to an end soon. The PM urged all the people to maintain social distance to protect themselves and the beloved ones from infection, as well as to support the government to fight against the pandemic. PM Oli further stated that in the hour of difficulty, the human sentiment within us has been uniting us even stronger, saying the entire Nepali community has been attached more closely with the sentiment of national unity, saying unity was the key to overcome the devastating situation caused by the 2015 earthquake. He requested all to continue moving the obstacles in unison. The PM further urged all to be sensitive enough to acknowledge that the works the government has accomplished at present are the result of round-the-clock hard work of doctors, health workers, security personnel, civil servants, and all associated workers. He added that despite limited means and resources, the works of the government has been doing positive and have produced positive results. Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota has requested all Nepalese to celebrate Nepali New Year as a year of triumph over coronavirus. Speaker, in a message of greeting, has requested all Nepali sisters and brothers living at home and abroad to observe the New Year as a year of prosperity and sustainable development. Likewise, Chairman of National Assembly Ganesh Prasad Timal Sinha has also expressed best wishes to all Nepalese at home and abroad on the occasion. Meantime, Nepal Communist Party Chair Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has called for attaining victory in the fight against coronavirus on the back of high self-confidence, self-discipline and national unity. In a message of best wishes to all fellow Nepalese on the occasion of the New Year, the party chair urged all to strictly abide by the policy and program, including the lockdown that the government has brought in connection with the prevention, control and treatment of the coronavirus. He expressed that the new year would provide a basis for a new international unity and national unity of the human race itself in the fight against the coronavirus pandemic. Similarly, Nepali Congress President Sherbahadur Dewa has said his party stands with the government in the fight against the coronavirus. On his New Year message today, Nepali Congress President Dewa wished for happiness, peace, progress and prosperity to all Nepalese at home and abroad. Dewa has also urged one and all to join Phage's fight against the coronavirus and urged all to abide by the lockdown order. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now time for a short break.
ल्यान्डलाइन फोनमा समस्या छ
1498मा फोन गर्नुस्
समस्या पोस्टपेनमा नि आयो
1498मै फोन गर्नुस्
ओहो समझे प्रिपेडको पुक नम्बर पनि चाहिएको थियो
त्यसको लागि पनि 1498मै फोन गर्नुस्
नेपाल टेलिकमको जीएसएम सीडीएमए मोबाइल तथा ल्यान्डलाइनमा कुनै पनि समस्या आएमा जे जे सोध्न मन छ 1498मा फोन गरेर सोध्नुहोस् यो नम्बरमा फोन गर्दा पैसा लाग्दैन
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक टु द न्यूज The Ministry of Home Affairs has put in place e-pass for operating more essential vehicles during the ongoing lockdown. Organizing a press conference today, Minister for Home Affairs Rambhadur Thapa launched the electronic fast distribution service, which will come into operation for the public from coming Tuesday. The district administration offices in respective districts will only issue such pass for emergency services, keeping into consideration the circumstances based on the need and evidences. Emergency vehicle pass could be availed online for the vehicles ferrying food items, ambulances, and mortuary. The service seeker should fill up form available in the website of the Ministry of Home Affairs at www.epass.moha.gov.np. Nepal Communist Party spokesperson Narayan Kaji Shrestha has announced donation worth amounting to his one-year salary to the relief package designed for the people affected by coronavirus. Leader Shrestha, who is a member of the National Assembly, today announced his contribution via Twitter. He also announced to donate his two-month salary to the COVID-19 Prevention Fund. Personal protective equipments have been provided to 1,548 traffic police personnel who are assigned for public security in the Kathmandu Valley. Chief of the Metropolitan Traffic Police Division, Senior Superintendent Bhim Prasad Dakal, distributed the PPEs to the police personnel. You are listening to 8 PM English news from Radio Nepal. Now some international updates. Spain is beginning to ease strict lockdown measures that have brought its economy to a standstill. People in manufacturing, construction, and some services are being allowed to return to work, but must stick to strict safety guidelines. The rest of the population will still remain at home. Almost 17,500 people with COVID-19 have died in Spain, but the rate of new infections have been falling. Spain's health ministry said that the daily number of deaths had dipped slightly, with 517 reported in the previous 24 hours compared with 619 announced on Sunday. Similarly, Italy, the hardest hit country in Europe, with almost 19,900 deaths, will allow a narrow range of firm to resume operation on Tuesday. More than 1.8 million people have been confirmed infected globally. Likewise, the global death toll from the coronavirus has surpassed 115,000. U.S. President Donald Trump retweeted a call for the firing of the administration's top infectious disease specialist, Dr. Anthony Fauci, who is leading the government's coronavirus response. The apparent condemnation came after Dr. Fauci said in a CNN interview that earlier social distancing and a stay-at-home order from the administration could have saved more lives. The U.S. has recorded more than 557,500 cases and over 22,000 deaths so far. At the weekend, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the next 3 to 4 weeks would be critical to prevent the spread of the coronavirus in India. India has taken a number of measures to try to combat the coronavirus. Now it is set to extend a strict 3-week lockdown scheduled to end on 15 April until the end of the month. There have been some 180,000 tests for the infection so far. Some 4.3% of the samples have tested positive. The infection has killed 331 people in India. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally cloudy throughout the country. Thunderstorm accompanied with gusty winds or lightning is possible at one or two places of the western hill regions and at one or two places of the eastern and central regions. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news from Radio Nepal, Odisha. But before wrap up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Health Ministry confirms 2 more new cases of coronavirus in the country, bringing the total cases to 14. Nepali New Year 2077 Bikram Samvat being marked across the country today, exchanging greetings of best wishes. President Bidya Devi Bhandari, Vice President Nanda Varupun, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli and political leaders offer greetings on the occasion. Prime Minister Oli urges people to support government in fight against coronavirus, maintaining social distance. Home Office Minister Ram Bahadur Thapa launches electronic pass distribution services. And Spain begins to ease coronavirus lockdown measures. Global death toll from the coronavirus surpasses 115,000 with more than 1.8 million infections. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal, Odisha. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next English bulletin will be at in the morning. Stay tuned and have a good night.